To the Batmobile. Let's go.
A nice picture, and I'm like, oh, thanks. She's like, yeah, I was gonna leave a comment on there. I saw your mother-in-law did. I was like, yeah, and we're talking about that. She's like, yeah, but I didn't, so I just liked it. I was like, that's cool. And she comments on it 1 hour ago. I'm like, how? We talked about this picture 8 hours ago, and now you comment on it 1 hour ago? Like, you waited for other people to comment to make sure it was okay to comment on the pictures? Like, look, if you have something to say, you say it. You don't wait for other people to make jokes on the picture, and then you're like, oh, now I can jump in. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. How's it going, Homer?
It's going all right. How's it going, Aaron?
Not too bad. Two weeks in a row of technical difficulties. I'm good with that.
Off to a great month.
I'm just saying, we didn't get these technical difficulties on recording. Because I edited last episode 0%. So that was all on there.
You're like, everybody was going to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mostly I was like, man, I'm exhausted. This sounds like a lot of work to go through and edit this. Pass.
You cannot be lazy. You cannot be lazy.
Look, I put it together, did I not? I went and got some sound clips. I put the intro on there, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take that as a yeah. As in, I'll take your word for it because I didn't listen to it.
And David,
welcome to another episode of Fucking Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
How you guys doing? Huh?
Going all right.
Beaming with energy tonight.
And we're just super excited.
That's just how it goes.
There's kind of a lot to talk about.
A little bit. We have a couple things to discuss today. Who wants to start? We'll start with Homer.
Why?
Boom, boom, boom.
Why Homer? Why Homer? Because Homer shared, hey, teaser coming out tonight on his personal Facebook page. Hey, this true trailer just dropped tonight on his personal Facebook page. I gave this motherfucker admin access to the Facebook pages. He's already sharing it once. This isn't that hard to just share.
What did he? To log into the fucking.
It's not even a log. You know when you press share, you just hit the top button, and instead of it says your page, you just click Pocket Knife News, and it pops. Ba-bing!
It's one step down. It's all it is. It's one step.
I already shared it. So I see your phone out now. I already did it. I did it. It's done. So the other day, I sent Homer these pictures of these pops, right? And I was like, these are dope. Mm-hmm. And so I go into my Instagram, on the Pocket Knife News Instagram. I pull up a feed, get the cute little comment together, get all my hashtags together. I'm like, perfect. Boom, save as draft. I was like, I just posted a little bit ago. I'll post this one later on today. And then Homer replies back like 30 minutes later. Saw it, shared it, gave me a winky face. I was like, so you saw the draft sitting there.
No, it wasn't the draft.
Then you were like, nah, I see he does some work. I'm just going to ignore that and post it again. Ba-bam! I was
like, not give this motherfucker. Today.
Delete. I guess I'll share my draft now. I'm just giving you a hard time, Homer. I appreciate you.
You Maruse motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Homer, are you playing video games right now?
Never, ever. My focus is completely on the podcast. All right,
like you're your controller.
Completely. Oh, you do? Damn this fucking microphone. All right. Well, since I can't mute the clicking sound, I guess gaming night is over. I was trying to do 2-for-1 special, and not gonna happen.
I'm really
so
confused.
Tomb Raider, as we're calling, talking about the video game video slash game. Movie.
David, is this the first time you ever noticed Homer playing video games on the show?
This is the first time he's actually heard it.
Oh, okay. I was like, because it's about a 9 out of 10 times. Homer, well, dang. Wow, podcast.
Well, I have my PlayStation 4 on right now, but I can't do both of this, both these things at once. I just will be like, what? What happened?
Yeah.
60% of the time, I'm gaming all the time.
I love that line.
But,
just love that line. So a new trailer dropped.
Speaking of video games over there, the new trailer for Tomb Raider dropped. And it is pretty much, I don't know if I might be able to share like the trailer of the video game that came out. I don't believe it was Rise of the Tomb Raider. But it when they rebooted it for like the PS4 like a few years ago, it was the same thing. Like her father passes, she gets on a ship, and she's just a regular girl that like 18, 19 years old, and all she does is, my dad kind of took me hunting, so I know how to kill, and he took me hunting, so I kind of know how to survive. You know what I mean? And so this is the first actual her going to this island and actually kind of raiding a tomb on her own, and not just, I guess, her and her dad just going a little,
so it's like a Tomb Raider origin story.
Yeah. If they're sticking to the freaking, whatchamacallit, the video game.
Did you play the game?
Yeah, I played it and beat it. It was a great game. I liked it. For like a reboot, it was done really well. So, and they even show her like where she jumps, and that kind of like it's all raining and she's jumping through like that big plane of, you know, the side of the plane.
Jumping onto the plane wing.
That's part of the video game. Okay. The one where she's walking on that wooden branch and she falls, that angle is exactly like one of the angles in the video game. Like, I kind of think it's pretty cool that they put that in there. You know what I mean? Little things. But, I mean, that's something I guess, like, somebody who actually played the game would be like, oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Instead of it just being, oh, it's a great scene.
That's kind of cool that they're sticking so close to the game. David, what did you think of this trailer?
I actually just watched it before we came on, of course, last minute homework. So I was a big fan of Angelina Jolie, Lara Croft. I think I even showed you a couple of episodes back that I actually have a Lara Croft Tomb Raider action figure in the box still. Mm-hmm. So maybe this will become more valuable in a couple more years. But anyway, no, I actually
stay optimistic.
Cool. Yeah, it seems pretty.
Stay positive. I mean,
the chick who's playing Lara Croft, she's pretty hot. I never heard of her before. I had to look her up. Apparently, she won an Academy Award, which is crazy, but I don't know who she is.
Yeah, dude. You didn't see Ex Machina?
Was that her?
She's the robot.
Oh, shit. I knew she looked familiar.
Dude, she's okay. Gangsta.
Yeah, that was a good movie. It looks great. I like the I like that it's like I said, it's a it's more of like an origin, like how she became, because like the very first Lara Croft, she was just binging, you know, going crazy very, very beginning. Angelina Jolie, she was super hot, top of her career. They didn't really show like an origin to it. Was just the story like the normal games were, but it's pretty cool. I like it. I've never played any of the video games, so I can't comment on the similarities, because I played like the demos and stuff, but I never liked the controls, so I never played them.
I can get behind that. I played one of them, and I want to say it might have even been the first one for PlayStation, and I could like never get through the fucking first ditch with the tiger, and every time I did,
oh my god,
far enough to get to a sweet spot. So like it was really just, man, like this was the age where it was like that video game rendering was like, I was like, man, she's a good looking woman. I also loved the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raiders. One of the first soundtracks I ever bought. Fucking one of the few U2 songs I still listen to this day. And that's where you fucking hear Firestarter for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That being said, I wasn't a big fan of this trailer. It wasn't overly exciting to me.
I think the reason is, honestly, Aaron, it looks like a decent movie in general, but you're right. It doesn't get me like super excited. Like, I have to go see it. Here's my thing. When the original Tomb Raider movie, actually, I say original Tomb Raider movies came out, when the Angelina Jolie movie came out Tomb Raider years ago, I honestly think there was success in there because it was Angelina Jolie, and she was, like I said, she was at the top of her career. She was she still is, but she was a major sex symbol at that time. I mean, everyone wanted to see Angelina Jolie in short-ass shorts shooting shit down. Like, it was, I know that sounds like kind of like sexist and misogynist to say, but I think that's what it was, and that's what drove a lot of the business, because the Tomb Raider games, they never really did that great. I mean, they were bestsellers like in the early PlayStation games, but the reviews were always bad. And the reasons why I don't like the game were a lot of the reasons a lot of people didn't like the games. The controls were clunky. The storyline was bleh. Graphics were bleh. And so the games were never really that good. I think there was only ever like really one or two out of like the... I don't know how many Tomb Raider games there were.
Well, the reboot's great. I'm pretty sure the reboot, the one that Homer's talking about, that this movie's supposed to be based off of, did great, and it did have critical acclaim. That being said, watching,
but it's not like a Halo. It's not like a Destiny. It's not like.
Well, I mean, I still feel like it. I liked watching the trailers for that last Tomb Raider game. This Tomb Raider movie, it wasn't all that entertaining to me. And I think maybe having already seen two Tomb Raiders, like, or not even that. It's just like being at the point that we're in now, I'm really starting to feel kind of burnt out on the origin story aspect. Like I love Spider-Man Homecoming this summer.
Yeah.
And I think it was because we didn't have to watch him learn how to use these powers. What we got to watch him do was learn how to adapt these existing powers into his new technology. That's very different than like being naive.
Oh, wow, innocent. Look at me. I'm superhero now.
Like, what way do I need to put my fingers to suit the web? I don't know, man. I think I'm just kind of burnt out on the origin story. I love in Batman v Superman that the opening minute is the Batman origin story, and then he's just badass for the rest of the movie. Like, and I think that that's kind of like, I'm like, oh man, I really would rather just watch her be at the peak of her game, like be the best in the business, and then like something comes out about her dad, and then she goes down that path. And you know, we could still get her origin story, but while she's already the best Tomb Raider in the world, would be fantastic, you know. And I think I liked that aspect of the Angelina Jolie movie. She was already the best. Now we have to watch her rehash it out. And I love Alicia Vikander. And I like the Tomb Raider franchise. I loved all the trailers I saw for the reboot game. I never played it because I'm usually two consoles behind in current game consoles. But that being said, I loved all those trailers for it, and I loved every cutscene that I saw for the last reboot game. This first trailer didn't do it for me. Also, did anybody see the poster that came out before the trailer that people were ragging on? So it's a shot of her, like it's her from behind, and she's looking back over her shoulder. Mm-hmm. But whoever designed that poster, her neck looks excessively long. Dude, they were ragging on the internet. I didn't think it was that bad, but I saw exactly what they were saying as soon as someone pointed it out.
Let's see. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what I was hoping for was an ass shot, but it doesn't look like it's there.
No, it's not. It's definitely not a poster. It's not a Marvel poster by any stretch. And I like that aspect of this movie. I like that it's not that going aspect. That way. I have no problem with that at all. I just... If she's going to be the Tomb Raider, I want her to fucking see her be the Tomb Raider. I don't want her to be figuring it out. No, I want her to fucking go kick ass. And maybe that's what will happen, but from this first trailer, I didn't get that vibe.
Is she holding a pickaxe?
Yeah, pickaxe. That's her weapon of choice.
That pickaxe in that game, the way she owns with people, is like brutal. Like hardcore.
That's pretty gangsta.
That's cool. I mean, I'll still go see it, but I don't know. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to see it. And also, I wanted to succeed because, I mean, let's face it. There's only one movie that ever truly lived up to the same level of hype that video game did. That would be Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's
Mario Brothers.
I love the original. I love the Mario Brothers movie because
I do love the Mario Brothers movies. But I mean, come on, let's be honest. Would you rather go play Super Mario World or watch that Mario's Brother movie? Just saying, I would love for them to make a game with fucking stompers in it. That'd be dope.
Like how slow.
John Leguizamo does all the voiceover work. Be sweet. So, I mean, but after the recent failure of, what's the last one that just came out? Assassin's Creed and Warcraft. Like, I mean, those were pretty big flops.
You know what?
I think Warcraft was all right.
It was all right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wasn't into the Warcraft game, but yeah. I thought the movie was all right.
And see, like, I liked the game, but I wasn't the way people, you know, lose family members and go through all that jazz and all that. But I mean,
did you know Henry Cavill almost didn't become Superman because he was addicted to World of Warcraft? Almost missed the callback.
Dude, imagine that the phone's ringing and they're like, I'm in the middle of a raid. I ain't picking up this phone. Like, come on.
Henry, the phone's for you. Ma, I'm busy.
Bring me the hot pocket.
The meatloaf, Ma, the meatloaf.
We want it.
I never know what she's doing back there.
God, I love that fucking movie.
Mom walking into the room. Scene is with Vince Vaughn, where I think it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where he's like, Mom, I almost killed you right then. We're on high alert. I love that. Love that movie. Moving on. A second trailer dropped. Well, first we got the teaser, which...
Was it two days ago?
I feel like. I think it was 2 days ago where we got to see the Punisher in some security cam footage just fucking own these people in the woods for like 30 seconds. And it was pretty intense. I was like, that was pretty cool. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to hold us over for the next few weeks. Trailer drops tomorrow. What the
That should hold us off for a couple of weeks.
And apparently the show's dropping in less than 60 days, even though they haven't officially announced a release date.
Yep.
I was looking through the comics and the comments. And it looks like someone had like leaked the release date. If it's true, I don't know.
It's like crazy. 56 days. I saw something like that too. So I think it's supposed to come in October, November.
Well, we're on the topic of comics. I have still yet to get my John Wick comic. So I don't know. What's the delay? It should be here today, and they're not here.
I thought it was October.
No, the first one comes out today.
And you didn't get it?
No, it didn't come out. Oh. I pre-ordered all four variants, bro.
You're ridiculous, Homer.
The guy was like, are you sure? And I was like, look, bro, I'm going to flip them anyway. Just give me the money.
Don't judge me, sir.
He goes, we have five. There's four at regular price and the fifth one at $25. Give me the $3.
Hey, did you see, before we continue on with this amazing Punisher news, did you see John Wick goes into production next year? And I think it's May of 2019 we get John Wick 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're taking this, moving it up into the May slot.
And they're moving it
to the summer spot.
So, I feel like John Wick 2 got pumped fast. Like, yeah, I liked it. It was great. But really I feel fast. Like it was like John Wick, the first one, fully got a hype. And everybody was like, dude, we can't wait for part two. And like a month later, they're like, John Wick's coming out in 5 days. I'm all, you know.
It was good, though. It was good.
Yeah.
Hey, if it makes money, if it's good, I'm down.
It did. I think what I'm thinking why they're doing it is because of the comics, because of the show, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like they're going to try to like milk it out a little bit more. And then they're like, okay, let's bring it all together for the conclusion.
I'm good with that. I'm super stoked for that show. I think we've already talked about this, though.
Yeah.
For the other show that I am stoked for, we got the full trailer to The Punisher where they're like, hey, look, we're going to give you a little teaser. They're like, oh, hey. Oh, he just loved his family. He got out the business. And then we get the most intense scene I've ever fucking seen in a trailer. Not any action scene where he's all, I love you. I'm so glad to be home. Dude literally walks in and shoots his wife in the head. Whoa. This trailer was freaking Gwen Stefani level bananas. Like... I was blown away by this trailer because I was kind of worried. I'm not going to lie. I was like, man, I really think that the prison scene that we got in Daredevil season 2 is going to be the peak of the Punisher. Whoa.
I think like four heads got blown off in that trailer. Because I know he ends with one.
It was an understatement. Best line in the entire trailer, though, was, does this look like the work of a dead man to you?
Yeah. And it ends.
I was like... Dang.
So my question is, I kind of have a little thing because what's her name from? Is that right? what's her name from
Skeleton Hand Tom
with Daredevil, the secretary?
Yes, Karen.
Yeah. Okay, so they showed her for like a split second.
I saw that. He was all ducky cover. She was like, I will. Is that
Karen? So are they going to do it to where like maybe he randomly met her by passing and he just saves her real quick and keeps going? Because this actually looks like before he comes back as Frank Castle to come killing. I don't know. Really? You
think this is going to be like a prequel to Daredevil season 2?
I think so. That's what it kind of looks like. Like, I feel like he's owning in a certain way, like killing people because he's trying to get revenge from his family. And when stuff starts happening and he starts finding out more and more, that's what makes him come back out for Daredevil 2, season 2.
Oh, that's what I'm assuming. I just assumed it was a continuation. I didn't even think about it like that. Maybe. Good point.
Yeah, because he was already going crazy, shooting everyone down, killing everyone in Daredevil 2, and I didn't even finish that damn season.
Oh my god!
How you can see? I don't understand how you see Punisher in that season and not finish it.
Okay, so
did you watch the prison? Just a heads up,
we might be looking for a third person. If you like to watch Netflix shows,
yeah. Also on Netflix, that is a mandatory must watch for anybody looking to apply. Would be Nightmare Before Christmas.
I want to finish watching it. I just haven't done it yet. It's all on my list.
Okay.
I haven't.
First of all, you need to clarify.
I've seen that season
finish
twice.
Watching what?
Everything. I need to finish watching Daredevil 2, season 2. I need to see Jessica Jones.
No. You're avoiding the elephant in the room. What about The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, no. I haven't seen that yet either. Did he mute himself? Yeah, he did.
He's all done.
Ninja Turtle walked into the kitchen.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it yet.
That chocolate milk life, bro. Oh,
Christmas is coming.
Oh, my God.
Christmas is coming soon.
No, dude, it's a Halloween movie. The opening theme song is This Is Halloween. It's one of the greatest movie songs ever.
All right, well, so considering I'm unemployed, I will watch it, I promise.
Dude, you've been telling me this for months. I'm serious. I'm highly considering if you don't watch it, we may have a whole episode where we just do commentary on it. And it will just consist literally of us talking shit to David the whole time for not watching this before this point in his life.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, this is Halloween, David. Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween.
To a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky.
There we go. Mm-hmm. With the little hand.
That's right. That's right. Skeleton.
Is that your comb?
Skeleton King, baby.
You know, that hand reminds me of another hand from, like, what's that movie? Terminator? Every time I see that.
Boom. Dang. Segway master over here.
Oh, get it. Damn.
So, news is breaking. So, apparently at...
Linda Hamilton has run out of money, so...
He just jumped in there, intercept, and ran.
I had to make my joke before he said it. No.
Apparently. Interception. Get out the way.
Well, hot damn. So at the...
He doesn't even know what to say. He was like, I don't even know what we're talking about.
So Terminator 2 screened in some movie in L.A. and James Cameron was there and was... God damn it, David.
Okay, so apparently, like,
you ruined the segue.
Had been out and they, like, re-released it in theaters for a couple of days in 3D. Exactly. So
apparently it's amazing. That's kinda cool. Yeah, apparently it's amazing. And James Cameron has announced that Linda Hamilton is returning for the Terminator reboot. You fucked me up, David. I can't even
say Terminator
the reboot. Alongside good old Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Oh, so he is coming back.
Schwarzenegger.
See, yeah. Schwarzenegger. So since it's a reboot, yeah. I feel like he's not going to fully play a big part. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
So check this. They're taking a page out of another reboot's book, and this reboot will be following Terminator 2. So technically, they're ignoring anything after Terminator 2, and so
Salvation's Genesis, right?
Three
Salvation Chronicle. I don't know.
I freaking loved all those movies. I don't understand why the fuck people hated on it. Maybe because he's old. But
okay, hold on. Which one's Salvation?
That's the one
directed by Mick G, and Christian Bale is the one
who
plays John Connor.
Okay, that one was okay. That one, I didn't mind that one. I liked that turn. That was when they were still trying to make Sam Worthington like a superstar.
Yeah, he had just done Avatar. And...
Yeah. That never worked out for him. But that being said, that one was good. I didn't like Genesis at all, though. That was trash. At all? No, I really didn't. I loved three.
I like three.
See, no.
I like the idea of Genesis, where you got Rogue One coming in to help save the day, but I liked that concept, but I just didn't think it was executed or maybe like the explanation was just so hazy throughout it all. Like I felt like I had to put too much together on my own.
That's true. I mean, it was a little bit of a complicated story, but no, you're right. I like three. I thought the way three ended, I was like, this is pretty cool, and I don't know. And then
three's the one that ends where he's like
they're in the bunker.
Yeah, he's like, wow, we really, like, we did all this to prevent it, but really this was exactly what they wanted us to do, and now it's happening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the best ending. There was no stopping it. It was going to happen regardless. Exactly. Yeah.
I love that ending. And I like that movie, too, where you had the girl Terminator totally fucking shit up. And Arnie had the casket machine gun. That was the best.
See, and I think that was cool because he was digging up her grave and he was like, your mom was ready for it. Like, preparing. I was like, that mom said, I'm cremated and throw my ashes somewhere else. Like, don't even bother with it.
But yeah, but Terminator 2, probably one of the best action films of all time. So,
That was a real great one.
I mean, it's pretty cool that Linda Hamilton is going to be returning for whatever they're going to decide to do. I don't know how the fuck they're going to do this because Arnold Schwarzenegger is so damn old. And I'm sure, I mean, I haven't seen Linda Hamilton in anything recently, but man, she is not aged well from the last time I saw her. So,
well, I don't know. Maybe she could use her sister. Maybe
they could bring Edward Furlong. And
you want to talk about someone who hasn't aged well? That poor Edward Furlong. Good Lord. Arnie's still big, at least. He's in great shape. I hope he'll be in that shape.
What, a 50-something-year-old person?
Dude, I hope to be in that good of shape when I'm 29. Like the guy's in amazing shape still.
Yeah.
You want to feel bad about yourself? Look at pictures of Arnold, like when he's in his prime. He looks insane.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of, Terminator and James Cameron, and I mean, I don't know if you wanted to say this for another episode, but we didn't really talk about it or mention it. You know, Avatar 2 started filming today?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was filming like 2 years after the first one, but I guess.
Yeah, I never bring Avatar up because I won't believe that Avatar is actually coming out until I see a trailer. And even at then, I'll be kind of skeptical.
Well, but here's the other thing. It's like, who cares now? Like, he's so excited.
That's the thing.
They're filming five sequels back to back. And I'm just like, if there's one sequel, I can understand. Like, I'll tell myself right now that when Avatar 2 comes out, I will definitely go see that opening weekend. But why in the world are you planning for a 3, 4, and 5? Because I do not see myself being interested in a franchise that long, especially since it's been, since 2009? 10, maybe?
Dude, look, I'm going to tell you right now. The first one's not good. It's really not that great of a movie. It's very generic. It's kind of boring, but it looks amazing. And I'm going to go see Avatar 2, most likely, only because of the rumors that I've been hearing that James Cameron is like, literally inventing new ways of filming, similar to that he did with Avatar.
Yeah,
that is literally the only reason that I'm going to go see it because I'm like, I have to see what this is. But Avatar 1 is boring. I've watched it in theaters, and I may have watched it one other time after that. But
it doesn't have replay value. I saw it in theaters, and I have it on Blu-ray, and I probably watched it once on my Blu-ray, but that's it. Like, I haven't... It doesn't have a lot of rewatchability.
Yeah, and it's... I'm not interested in it. Why Disney invested in this property, I have no idea. Did you know that? So check this out.
I mean,
the Animal Kingdom and in the Disney World in Florida.
Yeah, they have a big old ride on it. Like, what the ride, fuck? Like, world.
It's the Animal Kingdom at nighttime becomes like Avatar World. What, dude? Disney owns like 80% of Hollywood at this point. Why are you licensing fucking Avatar?
Yeah.
Why? Waste the I do and like who's that drawing in? Like, who is still going to see Avatar?
There's nothing hyped over here. I'll tell you that right now.
Like, I'm on Facebook, and it's the Rotten Tomatoes post about Linda Hamilton, you know, joining the next Terminator film. And the top comment: breaking news. We can confirm Betty White has been cast to play the Cyberdyne System series.
Oh my god.
TAARP Terminator.
That's cold.
Terminator 6, Rise of the Nursing Home Cyborgs.
Man, they're jacked.
Oh, so great. Anyway, let's
y'all, yeah. Y'all fucked up for that one.
Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, go ahead and continue. Oh, man.
So Terminator is kind of borrowing from the same page from another announcement that we have. Jamie Lee Curtis is reprising her role in the next upcoming Halloween reboot.
Can't wait to see how they're going to do that. That'd be awesome.
And so they're doing the same thing with this Halloween reboot. Everything after Halloween 2, irrelevant. This movie will take place directly after Halloween 2, the same way that Halloween 2 took place literally 20 seconds after Halloween 1 ended. Which I loved.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty exciting. Cool to see Jamie Lee Curtis back. I want to talk about somebody who has aged greatly. She's looked the same for like the last 15 years.
Yeah, and I think she's going to do a good job however they end up writing her into this movie. So it'll be pretty cool and cool. I'm excited.
Yep, I'm totally down for that. Super game for this. Homer enthused. We lost him back to his video games.
Oh, yeah. And we can't hear him right now either.
Yeah, it's because he put us on mute so we didn't hear his fucking controller that he forgot he was on mute.
It was funny because I was like, I was over here talking a couple of times, but nobody was paying attention. And now I know why. God bless. Everybody have a good day. I was over here talking trash and I didn't know that I was muted. My bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm muted so you can hear my video game buttons. Oh, son of a bitch, I've been talking.
This is live, isn't it? This is live. We recorded.
Homer, how about you save the Destiny 2 for after our podcast? Because I just bought it, and you can show me around whatever I need to do to get up to you and Raul.
Get up to everybody. That sounds good.
Anyway,
excited.
Do they have a date for it or no? Is it just still like
next Halloween? I think is the expected release date for it.
Oh, okay. So they next do Halloween, kind of have some
2018, I believe, is the is the plan.
Yeah, it's like a week before Halloween.
Makes sense.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. I'm totally down for that. Last bit of news from the rumor mill. Just from the rumor mill. Not confirmed, but so apparently Matthew Vaughn was talking to some people and there is potential and he would definitely be interested in directing a Man of Steel sequel.
And this is an actual.
He said this. He was talking about. He has some different.
Just throwing it out there.
And so, I don't know. This is just rumor at this point. What would you think of a Matthew Vaughn directed Man of Steel sequel?
What else has he done? Why am I drawing a blank here?
Kingsman.
Oh, I like Kingsman.
Apparently, the second one is getting reamed right now.
Really? It was certified fresh yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. Nope, I don't think so. Kingsman, Kick-Ass, X-Men First Class, and Stardust are his top Scott Billings.
Stardust was terrible.
First you're was smoking great. Some cheap crack right now. Stardust.
How high are you, dude?
Stardust. No, officer, it's high. Or
maybe
I
was thinking of a different name, a different movie. I never watched that movie, actually.
Oh. No, you did not just say that movie sucks when you hadn't even seen it.
I thought you were talking about something else. I'm sorry.
Did you just see the cover of it?
Kingsman. Yeah, I just was looking it up right now.
Kingsman. I like the
first one.
Well, those were pretty good. But I feel like those were like good action kind of regular person movie. You know, I don't know if he could do. I don't know. Maybe he can pull off a pretty good Superman movie, but.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd watch it. I mean, he's been pretty good. I ain't going to complain about it.
Honestly, sure. I think it doesn't matter who the director is. The people that are going to go see Man of Steel 2 are going to go see it regardless.
Probably. That's true. Yeah.
You're going to have those Superman fans that are like gung-ho. Like,
I mean, I love Man of Steel.
It's about time that they make a good Superman movie. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm still waiting. I thought BVS was the sequel to Man of Steel, so I had no idea it wasn't considered the sequel to that.
Well, so it started out as Man of Steel 2, and then during development it got turned into BVS.
I think it should have been
when
like
you watch BVS, it still feels like a Man of Steel sequel.
Yeah,
like it feels like that. So no, I know exactly what you mean, and I definitely think it's way more Man of Steel heavy than it is Batman heavy.
Yeah,
but that being said, I do have one other bit of thing I wanted to touch on before we left for the evening. Kingsman 2, I hope everybody goes to see it because I love the first one. I hope the reviews I'm seeing are not true. But I did go see a movie at an early screening this week that comes out this weekend. The Lego Ninjago movie.
Oh, you did?
I saw it last night. Dude, fucking Lego is crushing it. Crushing
it. It was a good one?
The Lego movie blew my mind. I was like, I was not expecting that. The Lego Batman movie is probably the best Batman movie ever.
What?
Like, the understanding that the people have of those of that character blew my mind. The jokes, the fucking, all the little Easter eggs were insane.
Aren't the jokes, I never seen any of the Lego movies, but aren't the jokes like towards the whole Lego universe? Like, jokes about the size and I don't know. I mean, I've only
They're all over the place, man. There's something for all ages in there. No denying that. And like in the Lego Batman movie in particular, there was something for any type of Batman fan in there. Anybody related. Like if you hated Batman, there was no reason not to love that movie because they make fun of Batman so much. And all the like
Will Arnett, right?
Yeah, Will Arnett. Dude, yeah. he crushes. The Lego Ninjago movie. Now, I've seen some of the show and I'm familiar with some of the toys. That being said, enjoyed the hell out of this movie. It was super fun. And Jackie Chan and Dave Franco crush it. The rest of the voice cast is super on point. I'm not as familiar with them, though, but Dave Franco is one of the main characters. He's the good guy. And, dude, the animation in these movies blows my mind. And they're funny as hell, and they're some of like the best animated action I've ever seen.
Oh well, you sold that pretty well. I mean, I've seen the poster, but I've never seen a trailer for those movies. So,
see, my kiddo wants to go see it, so I might end up seeing it. I don't think this weekend, but maybe next weekend.
Dude, and nice thing about it too, it's a 90-minute movie, dude. You're in and out. Boom, boom.
Oh yeah,
dude, that's a good. Sometimes those kids movies, you're up. Why is this movie 2 hours and 10 minutes? Like for real, we dragging this out right now.
She's still walking through Candyland fucking forest and shit. Get out of that goddamn forest. What you doing in there?
Hey, don't ever talk shit about Wreck-It Ralph.
I was like, who's going to get
what? Oh, yeah.
What's the second one going to be called?
Wreck-It Ralph 2. He's about to wreck it. All right?
That's it's something. It's a play on online gaming.
Yes. I'm going to wreck it again. Wreck-It Ralph 2. Come on, man. Come on.
I've only seen bits and pieces of that one, too.
Oh dude. Wreck-It Ralph?
Please send your applications.
Oh, that's right.
To
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, yeah, there you go.
I had it right here. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Yeah, so Lego Ninjago movie was super awesome. Shout out to La Prensa News for the screening passes.
Nice.
Again. I'm two for three with those.
I don't know how. I would do it, and they're like, sorry, you suck. I'm like, all right.
Well, only the first one was a competition. And I won.
And what was the company that you got them from?
La Prensa. It's a local San Antonio newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
I share them every time it comes out. So the first one I had was So Annabelle Creations was, what are you, beating off over there? Calm it down.
He's just punching the head. Oh. Anyways.
Now I'm going to have to edit this shit. We were doing so well.
No, you can leave it. Fine.
Yeah, so the first one I went to was Annabelle Creations, and it was packed there. But that one, since it was an actual contest, we had like VIP seats, so we had preferential seating. Or huh? Treatment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
The second one was for it, dude. I walked in that theater. They were like, no, we haven't been taking anybody for 2 hours. I was like, it's 8 o'clock. The movie doesn't start till 9. She's like, yeah, people got in line at 5. And there was like 500 people in the hallway waiting to see if anybody left. Yeah. I was like, all right, so we're going to pay them out. Yeah. And then I got these to go see Lego Ninjago movie. And it was cool.
And there was no one else in the theater.
No, it was pretty bad. It wasn't a sellout, I don't think. I mean, but it was probably 90% full.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was pretty solid. It definitely wasn't like I was for it or even Annabelle Creation, but which was kind of good for us, if you know what I mean. But
yeah, of course.
From just a viewing standpoint, of course, I wanted to sell out. But that being said, I really enjoyed it. It was really fun, just like this podcast, just like this show. Y'all already call it a night? Woo!
Halloween!
Oh, yeah.
Right around the corner, baby. Right around the corner.
It's going to happen.
That's right. That's right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for checking us out. I'm David.
And I'm Homer.
And I'm Aaron. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and interact with us through whatever podcast listening device you're listening to, or app, or website, or whatever. Leave us a comment. Give us a review. We'll listen to everybody. And